The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. You probably know there is a primary election coming up this coming Tuesday. There will not be as many candidates on the ballot as should be, because the statewide offices won't be there because of the whole redistricting fiasco. I don't care how you look at it. It has been a fiasco. But it is still a very, very, very important day, particularly when it comes to the United States Senate. And I am very grateful for the organizations around Ohio that help us make wise decisions. And one of those organizations is the Ohio Christian Alliance, and the president is Chris Long. Chris, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be with you and on this sunny Friday afternoon and heading into this May 3rd primary on Tuesday.
Chris, before we get into your voter guide and so forth, have you ever... And I mean, you are much more politically connected than I am. Have you ever seen such mudslinging within one single party as we are seeing right now in the Senate campaign among Republicans?
This is a very spirited primary, without question.
Spirited. You're much more kind than I am.
Well, I, of course, I don't see all the ads and I don't hear all the ads, but, so I don't know exactly what kind of divisiveness is happening out there. We've taken our shots too, Bob.
I know you have. We'll get into that. I know you have been attacked as well.
And we don't endorse candidates. It's like the mudslinging. So, we're kind of a standby casualty here in this whole thing. No, you're right.
Oh, my goodness. Some of these ads. And, Chris, what just drives me nuts is that don't these Republicans realize that they are giving cannon fodder to Tim Ryan in the general election? That these attack ads on one Republican against another one are going to be used by a Democrat in the actual Senate campaign? Don't they get that?
Well, we can be thankful for one thing, that the primary is not in August and that it's in May. So
that's true.
Out short, yeah. Because that really would have been damaging had we not had the victory of getting the congressional district settled. And by the way, that was a battle that took place behind the scenes. And I do want to let the folks know that we were involved in that in this way. And I never dreamed we would be. But as a nonpartisan group and a group that has garnered the respect of public officials over the years, some of them felt free to share information with us that they were not sharing in the public when this whole basically battle was taking place with the maps. And that happened because they had a swing vote on the state Supreme Court. Maureen O'Connor joined the Democrats, and that's how this thing was playing out. And Eric Holder, that's former Barack Obama's attorney general, was filing all these lawsuits, and the League of Women Voters and the political left were wreaking havoc here in the red state of Ohio. Because normally, the apportionment board in years past, every 10 years, it happens every 10 years long enough that where people forget how it's actually done.
Right.
However, there was a ballot measure a few years ago called the Redistricting Commission, which we all voted for, 72% of us voted for it, and this is its first rodeo, shall we say. So we'll do some debriefing after all this, but it looks as if the Republicans will finally get us the maps that we need. And I say that because they control the Redistricting Commission majority with a 5-2 vote. However, the filing of the lawsuits in both federal and state court has caused things to drag on and on. And so, of course, our interest is, whatever the lines are, let's get them educated to the general public. Let's let folks know about when the primary is. Let's let folks know who the candidates are. That's what we do with the Ohio Christian Alliance.
Yeah. And it's not settled yet, correct? Isn't the Redistricting Commission meeting next Wednesday to take another stab at it?
Well, it's all but set and done, because here, when the federal court basically stated in their decision, non-decision, let's say that.
Right, right.
They stated basically, it's like, go ahead and try to work this out by May 28th. If you don't, we're going to uphold the third version of the maps. And I think that's probably what's going to happen. Most most principled people realize that that's what's going to happen. So the maps that you see on the Secretary of State's website right now, the third version, and it, by the way, there was a lot of input by the Democrats, and each time they were redrawn, five more seats each time, a total of 10 seats, were given back to the Democrats. So don't try that in Illinois or New York or Delaware, is one of the blue states. You'll never get that kind of favor, okay? The Republicans are left out in the cold. Here, obviously, there was fair negotiation that went on, and I think even some of the state Democrats, in fact, they have said so, that we should have accepted the second version of the maps, but they weren't the players. The players was Barack Obama and Eric Holder and George Soros, and they were filing these lawsuits at the state Supreme Court. And then why did they give up on the third version of the congressional maps? Well, I'll let you know. We were about to run a statewide at-large ballot. That's right. It's actually constitutional. It's legal. It was suggested to us from some congressional members. The Secretary of State's office was reviewing it. The State Attorney General weighed in an opinion about it, and it actually has case precedent in 1962, 1940. And people say, what are you talking about? That means we didn't need district lines. We get 15 congressional delegates to send to January 1st, 2023 to Washington, and the Ohio Christian Alliance, with a coalition of state policy groups, were about to launch a statewide at-large ballot if the court had struck down the third version of the maps. Well, guess what, Bob? The Democrats got a hold of that rumor and decided, the Democrats on the court and Maureen O'Connor dismissed the case. And that's why we have a May 3rd primary.
All right. What a mess. What a mess. Now, the Ohio Christian Alliance has a voter's guide for the primary election on Thursday. Tell us about that and how our listeners can access it.
That's right. The website is Ohio Christian Alliance. Just search that. And we've been doing this for 30 years. I've been at the Post for 20 years. And folks know how we work this. We basically survey all the candidates, both Democrat and Republican. Those who respond to the survey are published in the voter guide. So what you'll see in the Senate race and the governor's race, it was the candidates for the Republican side of the aisle who responded. Unfortunately, Mr. Ryan did not, nor did the Democrat running for governor has not. Now, again, we'll survey them again for the general election, and maybe we'll get some responses. So people will see important questions put to the candidates. And so for the Senate race, the respondents were Mike Gibbons, Josh Mandel, Jane Timken. Now, J.D. Vance came on our radio program and did conduct an interview. However, he did not fill out the Ohio Christian Alliance candidate survey.
Really?
That's right. So in the governor's race, we have Mr. Blystone, Ron Hood, and Jim Renacci, who all filled out the candidate survey for the governor's race. And then we do also have a secretary.
Wait. Mike DeWine did not?
He did not. No, the governor did not. Now, he may for the general if he survives the primary, but I don't know. In years past, he has, but this year, he did not fill out.
Mike DeWine refused to debate and then did not fill out your survey.
That is correct.
Wow. Well, obviously, he thinks it's because he's got it locked up and he doesn't want to be challenged. At least my opinion.
Well, we'll see on Tuesday. Let me talk about the Senate race for a minute, because obviously that became regional and national news with Mr. Trump endorsing in the U.S. Senate race in Ohio. Let me say what that means. Absolutely nothing. None of these endorsements do, Bob, because in the end of the day, each voter will go in and make their own determination of who they best think will serve them in the U.S. Congress. And so, you know, I personally don't give a lot of attention to endorsements. It's never really swayed my opinion. However, I do like to hear what they say in debates. I like to meet the candidates at candidate forums or listen online, and I like to review the voter guide. So, for instance, the voter guide for us as an organization, when these surveys come back, we're also surprised by the responses. I mean, people that we've known maybe for several years have had multiple conversations with them and then realized that their position on a certain issue would differ from what we thought that they might hold an opinion.
Chris, hold that thought. You know the nature of radio. I've got to take a break. But one response in particular, you have been attacked severely by what the candidate actually said. And I want our listeners to hear that story. My guest is Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and we'll return.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and welcome back to Chris Long, president of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, we were talking about your voter's guide. Before we go any further, tell our listeners how they can access your voter's guide.
That's right. Just search Ohio Christian Alliance or go to ohioca.org. You'll find the voter guide for the U.S. Senate, the governor's race, some congressional races, also the Secretary of State's races there. A really important feature, what's called What's on My Ballot. You click on that, it will take you to your local county. You click on that, and it will pull up your ballot, a sample ballot. So when you go into the voting booth on Tuesday, it doesn't have to be a pop quiz. You can actually look to see what's going to be on your ballot.
All right. Again, that is ohioca.org, ohioca.org. And before you leave, we need to talk about your Freedom Banquet coming up here in Columbus on May 12th. But before we get to that, those running for governor, all of the Republicans responded except for the incumbent. But one of the candidates gave you an answer that was quite surprising about the legalization of marijuana. You published what that candidate said, and then that same candidate attacked you fiercely for publishing what he said. Am I recounting that correctly?
That is correct. It's Mr. Blystone actually indicated in his survey that was returned to the Ohio Christian Alliance that he supported legalization of recreational marijuana. So the deadline was April 4th. And we even gave an extension to April 8th because of all the things that had happened with the court cases. So we gave a little bit more of an extension. But once we closed out the deadline, that's publication. And each candidate actually signs a little affidavit at the end of their survey saying, these are my positions, it's official. And then once that's done and the deadline passes, that's it. We go to press, we go to publication on the Internet, and that's what we publish, and we have never deviated that in our 30 years.
So what happened?
Well, Mr. Blystone's campaign, we understand, tried to reach our office on Good Friday. Well, we were closed Good Friday in observance of the High Holy Day, really, of Christianity. So we didn't get that message. Come Monday, we see that they had called. They just left a message in, pertaining to what it was, and then also a email that came in, said, here's his amended survey. He wrote wrong the response on legalization of recreational marijuana, that he opposes, that he's not in favor of it. Well, we just wrote them back a statement, as we would to any candidate, and says, once a candidate returns a completed survey with their signature to the offices of the Ohio Christian Alliance, either by postal mail, fax, or email, and has signed and dated the survey, it becomes public record. It cannot be altered by or changed by the Ohio Christian Alliance. So, again, they signed that affidavit when they sent it in, and it was long past the deadline. That was it. so.
And this has always been your policy. Always.
Absolutely. Never deviated from it. We checked.
Never. You've
attorney.
Never made an exception with any candidate at any time.
That's right. If I was to run for office and I was to step down from the organization, run for office, and I messed up my survey, it would be the same policy. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It is what it is.
So when you refuse to make the change, Mr. Blystone unfortunately attacked the Ohio Christian Alliance and you personally.
He did on his Facebook page, from what we understand, and then it seemed to go viral. And I was like, wow, this is really strange. It has like 1,400 comments. Well, we saw some of the comments. People could go there and see, but it was more about the debate about marijuana than it was about us. And I said to my son, I said, what's going on here? He said, well, today's 420. I said, and? And he said, don't you know what 420 is? I said, no. He said, this is National Legalized Marijuana Day.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
So the candidate really opened himself up to a big debate on marijuana. And so, that's what that was all about. But, you know, like you said, we were collateral damage in all of this with some of the spiritedness that's going on during the primary.
All right. Quickly, we don't have a whole lot of time left. Tell us about the big Freedom Banquet coming up Thursday, May 12th. And it's usually up in the Akron area, but you're having a Freedom Banquet here in Columbus. Tell our listeners about it.
That's right. It's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Worthington, where our featured speaker is Rick Santorum. We're very excited to have Rick back with us. Of course, we'll have the state treasurer, Robert Sprague, fine Christian man. Also, our state attorney general, Dave Yost. You will be our MC again, Bob. We're very pleased about that. We'll have special music. It will always be a very encouraging time for the saints. And really, as we pray for our nation going forward, we'll find out at that point who will be the winner of the Senate primary. We'll be praying for that individual, of course. But this will be a great time. They could register for the banquet, again, at our website at ohioca.org. And the reception's at 6 o'clock. The dinner's at 7. It's always a great, encouraging time. And Rick's really hitting his stride right now as a statesman in the political movement and also in the faith movement. And he just gave a great speech, I'm told, at the National Religious Broadcasters just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard great things about it as well.
Yep. So we're glad to have him.
It is Thursday night, May 12th. You can get your reservations in at ohioca.org, and that's also where you can get a copy of the Voter's Guide for the primary coming up this coming Tuesday. Chris, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. And
my honor. Thank you, Bob.
I've said it many times, but I mean it. Thank you for all you do for all of us here in Ohio.
My pleasure to serve.
All right,
thank
Bob Burney Live will continue.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.